All right, so let's talk about getting out of orbit and speeding up that way, because this is really important. By the way, Victoria and I ended up talking about that this morning. I wasn't going to put that in this package because it's going to be part of a series of really cool calls that we're doing, but I just got to give you a little bit of this because it's good stuff. And anytime we get three emails that sort of center around a topic, it's like, okay, yeah, we take that as a sign for some reason. It's just one of my quirks. So it's like the universe telling me, hey, toss this in too. People want it. So here we go. So when you get stuck in orbit, okay, let's talk about, you have one of those, oh no, thoughts that show up. You know what I mean? You know, so you're trucking along in life, and all of a sudden, oh crap, what if he doesn't call because a comet hits the Earth, and oh my God, and, you know, or whatever fantasy you got. We've got these fear fantasies that show up. So you end up in orbit around them. And so what do most people do? Most people go, right, I'm going to replace that with something positive. I'm going to choose something positive over something negative. And by the way, that's not bad. That's just beginner level. Why is that beginner level? Because it's easy to teach. Because it's real easy to tell anyone and real quick, hey, you ought to just choose a positive thought over a negative thought. A positive feeling over a negative feeling, a positive story over a negative story. And that's fine, that's good, that's cool. The problem is you're picking an apple or an apple. You're moving your flashlight of attention. Remember this is a really cool metaphor, analogy, whatever you want to call it. If you're shining the flashlight on a bad apple and you move it to a good apple, it's still on an apple. It hasn't moved very far. And what we want to do is not just try to change the content, but we want to change the spin. And we've got a series of really cool exercises. Again, we're going to explore these in some phone calls. Keep your eyes peeled for that option. But let's try this one little exercise on. So when a thought shows up, oh my God, like maybe I should have got the extended warranty. Well, yeah, I've never used an extended warranty, but well, what if I drop the camera? Fudge, if I drop the camera, well, then I'm out $1,000. And you see, that's how the brain kind of works, right? So you get stuck on that kind of thing. Oh shit, maybe I'm going to manifest the broken camera now. Okay, got to revise, okay? And again, that's all good. But we've got to really, you know, this is a really cool thing. So check this out. We call this the bang, right? So what I want you to do is go from that thought. Most people experience a thought in an area that we'll just call the inside. So a thought shows up on the inside. And so what I want you to do is immediately, right, to just notice a thought. It doesn't have to be a bad thought or a good thought. Just notice any thought in you right now. Then take your attention entirely to the room you're in. And then expand it even further. Expand it even further. Take everything in. Now bring it back to that thought. So your attention's on the thought. And I want you to suddenly just put your attention on everything around you. Expand it out. Expand that out even more. Make sure you're bringing in, put your attention on pictures, sounds, and feelings. What you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're hearing. And then bring it back to the thought. And again, just notice the thought for a little bit. And again, move your attention out to everything you can see, everything you can smell, everything. And then bring it back to the thought. This introduction to this tiny little exercise, okay, the bang, okay, is really, really cool. I want you to experiment with this. Because I'm going to tell you what tends to happen. So this gets you out of being rational. This gets you out of being rationally nuts really, really effectively, because we're taking your attention from a thought to sensory data, to even more sensory data, to even more sensory data very quickly, and then back to the thought. And when you do this, you're moving from one area of focus, oh, there's the bad apple, to everything. I can smell, taste, touch, hear, back to the thought. Everything I can smell. Actually take the time to smell real quick. To taste the air, to touch something, to hear what's going on. Then bring it back to the thought. And I promise you, if you actually move your flashlight of attention around like this, instead of just going from a negative to a positive thought, if you're going from a thought to this vast physical world that we get to explore and play in, and bring it back and put it out and bring it back. You see, when I do that, I notice the sound of the fire, the smell of last night's dinner still in the air. I look around at the stuff that I've previously manifested and created in my world, my computer, the flowers next to me, I smell them. You see, it totally does a system reset. And it changes not only what's in attention, but I notice often when we run clients through this, and they go back to that original thought, the original thought isn't the same. There's something different about it. And there's something different about them. This tiny little exercise, again, it's, you know, notice the qualitative difference. You're not just shining the flashlight on one thought that you don't like, then a new thought that you do. You're really going from outside, from inside to outside, to inside to outside. And when you do that, I mean, for me personally, I can't help but become thankful because I notice everything that I've manifested and created in the world around me. I notice happy people. I notice lovely smells. If you play with this, just play with this. By the way, play with it when you don't need it. That's one of the most important things with a lot of the technologies that we teach, especially in the 90-day program. Play with this stuff when you don't need it. Because what'll happen is if you can pick any thought right now, I'm just going to imagine one of the birds that I just heard outside. So that's external sensory data. I heard the bird outside. Maybe you did too. And so I imagine what he looks like. So I am in my mind right now imagining what that bird looks like. And quickly, I'm taking my consciousness, my flashlight of attention out to everything in the room, everything I can see, everything I can smell, everything I can hear the traffic outside, I can hear the fire, and I bring it back to the bird. And I notice the way I represent the bird has changed. For me personally, the size of the image just changed, the angle changed. And I'll take it out to everything again. The attention goes out. I notice the shadows from the morning sun. I hear the Maggie flying outside. I smell the fire. I take my attention back to the original thought. It's almost taken me a while to find the original thought now. And again, I notice it's just different. It's not as important as it was. Practice moving your flashlight of attention around. Again, like we explore so much in the 90-day program, you've got two currencies, attention and energy. Every manifester, every master manifester, you get to master attention and energy. Because if you're squandering your energy, you're not going to have, think about it. If you have plenty of energy and plenty of attention, you can do anything. But if you're wasting your energy and wasting your attention and letting it just go scattery, you don't, or you let it get stuck in orbit around something, life gets a little nuts. Versus find a thought. I do this a couple times a day. So I look at the name on my microphone, and the name of it's Blue. It's the Blue Yeti microphone. So I just imagine what a Yeti looks like from movies that I saw as a kid. So I just got... Now I'm thinking about me and my mom watching television when I was a little boy. So there's my thought. And I expand all of my attention out. I hear the fire, the traffic. I smell the flowers. I bring my attention back. And again, I notice I remember something a little different now. About the Yeti, about my mom. And I take the attention out. And I bring it back in. And I take it out. Notice what I notice, and I bring it back in and notice the thought. And if you can do this with neutral thoughts, anytime, any place, play with all kind of thoughts, and you'll notice that you'll never get stuck in orbit again. If you're never stuck in orbit, by the way, again, this frees up all sorts of energy and attention. It adds to your speed. And that's what we're here for. All right. Thanks for listening to this little tiny extra bonus recording today. And thanks for being a member of freeneville.com. See ya.